You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenura is now here from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, I'd like to start in South America and work our way northward, please. Can we begin with Argentina? Tell me about it.
Well, Argentina is looking fine at the moment for planting. We do have some dry areas out there. We do have some wet areas as well. But overall, this mix of dry and wet conditions is not a real major problem for corn, soybean, or sunflower planting. The one thing that we are keeping an eye on, though, regards wheat. Some of these wheat areas could use a little bit more rain. About 60% of the wheat crop was drier than normal over the last 30 days, and we'd really like to have that number closer to 15 to 25%. That would be a little more typical. So the coverage of dryness is a little bit elevated. There will be some more rain moving through over the next 5 to 10 days. So overall, our concerns for Argentina are only moderate to low at the moment.
And work your way northward through Brazil?
Well, Brazil's been very wet for a while. There's been a lot of rain that started up about 4 to 6 weeks ago, and that's continued. We're seeing rains pretty much every day going forward, and it's been like that for the last 5 to 10 days as well. You could argue that some of the rain will occur too frequently for rapid planting, but overall, it's hard to be too excited about problems in Brazil just because they have that nice type of soil that can absorb heavy rainfall. So even with all of this rain, it's going to take a lot more to develop big problems. And at the moment, all we can do is watch it. Just note that it is raining quite a bit, but to this point, it's not developing into an issue.
We've had rain here in the Corn Belt that slowed down the harvest season. Producers would like to get started again. I take it there's another round coming, though.
Well, you're right. We did see some pretty good rainfall overnight from the Delta through the southeast half of the Corn Belt, and that did include a lot of Illinois. The larger concern, though, is what happens early next week. At that point, we will see a pretty large system move through once again, and that's going to develop another 1 to 1.5 inches of rain across a big chunk of the Corn Belt, and that also includes these areas that saw some pretty good rainfall over the last 12 hours. So because of that, it's going to be difficult to harvest or plant wheat in rapid fashion from Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. So all those areas will be just a little bit wetter than we'd like to see for about another 10 days.
Finally, turn your attention to the dry conditions across Europe, Ukraine, and Russia.
Well, the coverage of 90-day dryness is pretty high across a large area of the European Union, Russia, and Ukraine. All of these areas would benefit from more rain. Now, Russia did see some pretty decent rainfall over the last 10 days, and so did Ukraine. Parts of Europe have also started to tap into some of this rain as well, but as we move forward, most of the European Union and Russia and Ukraine are going to be much drier and much warmer than normal, possibly even record-breaking warmth for the first half of November. So that drought is going to stick around as we move through this month. More than likely, it will be a factor into the winter. But of course, everything that really counts for wheat, besides how much is planted right now, regards weather later next year. So this is more of a planting type of issue and an emergence issue as opposed to a yield detrimental issue like we would see later in the spring and summer of next year.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You've been listening to Illinois Public Media.